Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hey, Queens.
Hey, Queens. Hey, Slay Yes Mamas.
Hey, Wig Snatchers.
Hey, For Your Lives.
We just
watched And Just Like That together, the most recent episode.
I'm in a terrible mood now.
I know.
Laura turned to me
and she goes, "Where's the glamour?
Where is the fucking glamour?"
She goes, "These women aren't fabulous." And I was like, wow, that's such a quote.
They aren't. I'm sorry. Sex in the City used to be about the girls go to dinner. They fuck people. They get into hijinks. We get a look is served.
A look is served.
And then like it all wraps up nicely in a bow. And now it's just like everyone's sad and dowdy for the most part. And
the soundtrack is dowdy.
Yeah.
It's like this. Bum 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 bum.
Doom, bum doom, bum doom, doom.
Bum bum bum
doom, doom, doom.
Bum bum bum. Bum bum bum. It's like I said to you at one point, I was like, the original didn't really have music.
Well, it had voiceover.
It had voiceover.
I'm just like, I'm disheartened. I miss fabulousness. Also, I'm like, all these women are wealthy. So like, can we just like do something fun?
They're all miserable.
Can they travel?
Yeah, go on a trip.
I just don't understand why it's like so downtrodden.
I'd take Abu Dhabi over this.
I would absolutely.
In a second. At least that was glamour.
That was glamour. That was excitement.
I would just do a whole season with them on a Q-suite plane.
Yeah.
At Qatar Airways.
Or like on a yacht.
Yeah.
Just do one fabulous thing.
Yeah. What if Carrie like
a makeover montage? I would literally take anything. I don't know. This for me was the worst episode so far.
Yeah, I agree.
Like just truly felt like it was 2 hours long.
And just I'm truly haunted by the soundtrack.
I'm haunted by
dun,
the soundtrack.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm haunted by being lectured about like
everything
social justice-esque issues. I didn't come to Sex and the City for that. No one has ever come to Sex and the City to like be pointed in the right direction about like social justice issues.
I mean, it's strange that they're like jamming it all in after 7 years of a series that addressed nothing, and then all of a sudden now they're like, see, and it's like, I mean, it's, I guess it's good in some ways, but also like, wait, but where were you?
But also just like know what you are and go with it. I'd rather just have something.
I will say Seema is glam.
Seema is glam.
She's fabulous.
I don't care about her family.
No, I don't care about
it. Could take them or leave them. It's also really weird to have someone's family members in a show where we never really saw other people's family members.
It is.
Like, there was one episode, remember when Samantha fucked Charlotte's brother?
Yeah.
And that was kind of like, whoa. Oh. And then Miranda's mom died, but like, and that was kind of like, but we never really saw her other family. So it feels very strange to like be fully immersed, not in just like one family member, but like someone's entire family.
Yeah. Are we going to get like Carrie's family?
I pray that we don't. I don't want to see the Bradshaws. I don't want to meet them. I just want to imagine that they're fine wherever they are. And like, I would love to see Seema just like getting like charioted around town in her fucking Maybach, smoking cigs and sucking and fucking.
Yeah. I want more. I want that.
I would rather see her get a blowout.
I was turned on by Jonathan Groff.
Yes.
He was everything.
He was sexy.
He was Sex in the City.
He was. I literally was like, if this were the old Sex in the City, he and Carrie would be going on a date.
Yeah. And he'd be like,
Give us a fan. I want to live in a fantasy world.
Yeah.
I guess you go to Emily in Paris for that now.
Well, then this episode was directed by
War of the Gods. Darren Star versus Michael Patrick King. Who's going to win? Emily in Paris. They win. No COVID.
Fashion. Hatfields.
Glam. Escapism.
Jeremy O'Harris.
The luggage. Glam. Trains. Travel. Yeah. Emily in Paris serves again and again.
Just list it all one more time.
Mm-hmm.
The Planes. Louvre, Metro. Eiffel.
Yeah.
Tower. The Louvre. Arc de Triomphe. Hatfields.
Yeah, that's where I guess the real heads go now.
Yeah, this episode was wonk.
What even happened? Okay, so...
Well, let's introduce ourselves first.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Carrie.
Hate all of this. I don't even want to pod anymore.
You don't?
No, I mean, obviously I do. I'm like, no, let's wrap it up. I'd rather get through this than have it wait another day to happen.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Laura.
And you're listening to...
Sexy, Unique Podcast. They did that. Guys, they really put us through hell. I need a facelift after being subjected to just a barrage of issues.
After I realized it was directed by Cynthia, I was like, well, of course. It's just, she wants to make it kind of a slog.
Several statements were made.
Former governor, gubernatorial candidate, who I was into as...
Sure.
Yeah.
I wish that she had gotten elected so we didn't have to watch this episode.
Yeah. I guess this is what happens. Carrie gets invited to Diwali by Seema, which, cool.
Yeah.
But we open up on guys, the scariest thing I've ever seen is Carrie's apartment that Seema gets her to buy. It is a rendering. It's a true computer rendering. It looks like they're in the movie Vanilla Sky. And it's actually haunting. It's a green screen and her and Anthony are like perusing around the atrium, like a 40-foot ceiling penthouse apartment overlooking the Hudson River.
It is an apartment that exists only in the metaverse. Like, I truly believe that Carrie has gotten addicted to VR.
Yeah.
And post Big's death, all she can do is live in a VR universe. So she bought an NFT metaverse house. And then this is where she spends like the first 10 minutes of this episode.
And she's just walking around and then Seema's out like steaming a cig on the terrace, talking to her father, who, by the way, they look like they're the same age.
They're identical in age.
And he's like, are you going to come? He's like, when are you going to get someone to date? And she's like, oh, yeah. And then he's like, well, we've got that thing coming up, that Diwali thing. And she's like, oh, yeah, cool, Dad. And he's like, are you smoking a cigarette? And she's outside. And I'm like,
it's uncanny valley.
It's uncanny. It's so freakish. The apartment is so hideous. I don't know why.
No one on this show would live in that apartment.
No, it's like white and sterile and like
looks no
like,
character.
Looks like Biodome.
And Carrie even hates it, but then buys it anyways, which I guess is what you do when you're extremely, incredibly wealthy.
This now I'm convinced that Carrie actually has $1 billion.
I would believe it.
Because no one, this apartment would be like $60 million.
I think that she's a billionaire. I'm like, Carrie, she's like, I hate this apartment. And then later at dinner, she's like, well, I just had to buy it because I felt bad. And I was like, that's something that billionaires do.
Yeah, she's like,
she felt bad that her realtor took her to go look at apartments, which I was like, that's what realtors
that's
do
her
as well.
Job. She's but like, oh, I just felt, I just, she was, it was
we've
rattling
looked at
46 around.
Apartments. And I was like, okay, so like, give us then the decorator. Like, let's keep it moving, girls. Let's keep it moving, girls.
I was also like, go to Coda.
Yeah.
That's codependent
learn how to
behavior.
Say no.
That's toxic codependence.
Honestly, we could have skipped all the lessons in this whole episode and just focused on one lesson if we're gonna go down the lessons road where no is a full sentence is what someone should have said to Carrie at that dinner.
But so Carrie buys this like true mausoleum of an apartment.
Like a corporate apartment.
It's a corporate apartment. In like the future when Amazon and Facebook have divided the country and you either live in the Amazon fiefdom or Facebook.
Mm-hmm. I choose Amazon, as we all know.
The oligarchs get those apartments.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
I hope to suck enough dick that I get that set up in the Amazon fiefdom.
By a feudal lord.
By my feudal lord, Bald Daddy Bezos. I hope that they like
he puts you in like a roost like a big glass box.
I'm like imagining them like attaching like a milking machine to me. It's like truly like Mad Max style. They're like, you've milked enough today, you get to be in the corporate apartments. And I'm like, thank you, my king. They're like, you won't produce any milk anymore, so we're now putting you in the corporate eggshell houses.
No.
And I'm like, sad. And they're like, but we're going to pump you full of hormones so you don't go into early menopause. And I'm like, yay!
Yeah, you'll be able to breastfeed till you're like 90.
Yeah, and you'll live till you're like 400 years old. But they put you in those sterile apartments. I'd fucking do it.
You're a literal cow.
Yeah. You crawl on all fours wherever you go.
And your breast is full of
heaving bosoms filled
that's
with milk.
Literally,
that's the future.
That's the vibe of Carrie's apartment.
Yeah.
Feudal dystopian breastfeeding ward.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets that. And then meanwhile, Miranda is just like fantasizing about Che Diaz. In the same apartment, apparently.
Yeah, like Shay exists in this apartment metaverse.
Yeah, they live in this new, like, all white, blanched metaverse where they finger fuck Miranda on loop.
It fades to white a lot in this episode, and I'm choosing to believe that that is, like, a nod to everyone just existing in the metaverse. Even at the end of the episode, Carrie opens the door of her old apartment, like that would lead out to the street, and it's just white. And I feel like this is a sign. Like, I'm choosing to just read between the lines now and accept that these ladies
are dead
and their consciousness has been uploaded to various clouds, and they only exist in the metaverse. Yeah. And that's where everything they do takes place.
I'm completely convinced that it's Vanilla Sky.
The picnic was the metaverse.
Jonathan Groff and Vanilla Sky, there's like a whole face journey thing.
Yeah, that's making this episode make sense to me. And now I actually like
now
it.
Now I
again.
Love it.
Now I'm obsessed with it. I'm
now
like, this is my favorite episode.
So Miranda's just like, cannot get enough of Shay's shocker, and she just keeps replaying it.
We see Chablis Hobbs' pasty ass over and over, just getting felt up by Shay's
Shay asking consensually.
Strong hands.
If they're allowed to finger fuck.
Yeah.
Can I kiss you?
Is this okay?
Is this...
Say it, you never want it to stop, but is that okay? Ooh.
Do I have your consent to stick my
pinky
hands
finger in
your ass?
Booty hole.
And she's like, yes. And Miranda's like, yes, please. She's like, all right.
So everywhere Miranda is, she's just dreaming about Shay's forceful grip on her puss.
She's wearing a witch's, a true witch's frock.
She wears a series of witch outfits.
Which I'm kind of into.
Yeah.
And I realize it makes sense because Diwali is around October and November. So it's like a Halloween episode.
But you also were confused about
the season,
which Miranda's, in the metaverse there are no seasons.
No, that's more proof to our theory that they're in the metaverse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Nia Wallace, her professor, comes in and she's like
her best friend,
her,
Nia
now
Wallace.
Her best, her BFF,
her
soulmate.
Girlfriend.
She's like, hey, are you fantasizing about Shay? And no, I'm just kidding. Hey, what are you doing? And Miranda's like, oh, nothing. I'm just sitting here studying. And she's like, want to get
a bench sit?
Want to go sit on a bench and talk about my life that now we just know so much about suddenly? Yeah.
And then we veer into a storyline that services the character Nia Wallace apropos of nothing. Like, suddenly this is main character energy.
Yeah.
And I honestly have to say, I could not care less about her storylines.
Well,
it's
so uneven. If it had been like a constant thing, then I would have been more invested. But it's suddenly, we're in episode 6 and it's like, oh, okay. Now we have this whole, cool.
Like, not tethered to one of the main girls. I'm just like, give me my girls. You know what I mean?
I mean, at least just put Miranda in the corner of the room.
Yeah, contextualize it or something, or make Miranda call her or something. Like, I was just like, where are we? What is going on?
So
I don't care. I don't think that people care, right?
I mean, readers weigh in.
Weigh in. Did you love the Nia Wallace like side storyline?
She's going through. She's feeling more pressure about being a mom. IVF. She has like a frenemy who's like fertile as hell, fertile Myrtle.
Yeah.
Who was conceived in Myrtle Beach. And she's always kind of psyching her out and being kind of nagging her all the time about why she doesn't have a kid. And so she's like dreading going to dinner with her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right.
I'm like, I don't know you. I've just met you.
Her husband's a musician.
Love that. They're sexy He's and hot.
Tour. Yeah, they're
but
they're
I'm
cool.
Also just like, you started out hating Miranda. I don't think you would like her. And then all of a sudden now we're like in your world and I don't get it.
Now you're with old Chablis, old now dried
now
up.
You're just doing bench hangs with old
Chablis Hobbs, who's now on the wagon.
On the wagon in a huge way.
Drinking an alcoholic wine.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, My other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
I'm going to say this.
What?
Chablis Hobbs was far more
compelling
when she was a fucking down by the docks drunk.
Chablis Hobbs needs slaw.
Yeah, she needs a Xanax and then she needs the booze. Re-enter. Like, I'm going to say it.
She's
there's
the one
some
case.
People that actually do benefit from
being an alcoholic.
Chablis Hobbs is one of them. At least she's a little bit fun. Dry Hobbs, no fun. Dry Hobbs will go to a picnic, make you drink her sugary, non-alcoholic, sparkling wine,
and then
bring up the fact that she finger fucked Shay Diaz. And then when you're like, oh my God, gross.
You're married,
and that's pretty weird. She's like, nah, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want your judgment. And then tries to get up and like witch away from the table.
And her little boots.
Yeah, I know.
Boots the house down.
Yeah. She boots the house down in the park. And then you're like, Chablis, like I thought we were just having a girls' brunch. I didn't know that you were gay.
Chablis is out on the bench. She's now going from stalker of her professor to like main confidant in Nina Wallace's life. Like, she apparently doesn't have any other friends except
Chablis. she's like, Chablis, will you hang with me on the bench during our school break, but also like volunteer for my like Habitat for Humanity halfway house project? But also, what do you think about this? And my girlfriend, Fertile Myrtle, is torturing me. And now Chablis is like on speed dial on Nia Wallace's phone.
She's like, yes, I will. To all above. Yes, yes, yes. Give me that. I'm going to go and give back to the community and also fuck your friend.
Yeah. And I'm like,
all right.
Okay.
And then
I'm like, Nia Wallace, you're making a huge mistake with this woman. I don't trust this woman.
I just wish a bottle of wine would make every scene with Miranda just better. Like, I need her to be.
She needs to be drinking.
Pull out a fucking magnum of Carlo Rossi and be like, hey. Want to kill this?
I pray that she relapses, honestly.
She will.
Okay, please.
Yeah.
I need those little mini bottles clank, clank, clanking in the backpack.
Hey!
Hey! Shashara, you know what I said the other day? I don't care anymore. I'm a lesbian. I'm proud. I want to see Miranda get sloshed and eat pussy.
I want her and you Wallace to get tanked on their lunch break and then go back to class and be blackout together.
Yeah.
And have it be awkward for all the other students.
That's the direction that this is going.
I want that.
They should become like lower companions to one another.
Rock bottom friends.
They should. I would love for anything to take a twist.
Doing
just
like
into any territory at this point.
Doing speed in the bathroom and then going in and just being on meth.
Like, I guess this series and this episode specifically, it like keys up the potential for a lot of things to happen and then nothing happens. You're like, no one's making any fun decisions or any bad decisions. It's just truly like middle of the road / lecture time.
Also, like a fun, exciting decision would be Carrie getting a mild facelift.
That would have been
a bold direction, and I would have been like, okay, Carrie.
Or at least like a round of thermage or like a laser. Like, I'm sorry, woman of a certain age with tons of disposable income
and no children.
No children. Just get like a CO2 laser facial and like have that be a plot point. It was great when remember when Samantha got her peel and then terrorized everyone?
But all that for nothing. Anthony doesn't get anything.
Yeah, they were like a little bit of Botox. I was like, honey, he's not enough Botox.
I know.
I'm like,
Jonathan Groff coming in with amazing hair.
Truly.
Fuck me with his energy. Fuck me with his dress shoe.
Mm-hmm. I want him to kick me over a chair with his dress shoe, take one of his little white sticks out of a vase, spank me with it until I beg him to stop, mm-hmm. and then just...
I want him to go, can I touch you? Like Shay.
I don't want him to ask. I consensually don't consent or whatever it is when you like are like...
Yeah, but he comes in and gives vibes to both Carrie and Anthony.
I would love for him. They should have had a threesome on the floor.
Also, since when are Carrie and Anthony like besties? I guess Stanford.
Stanford brought the two of them together in ways they had never foreseen. But I'm like, Anthony was the missing link. He is everything to me. And he and Carrie should have been friends
from the get-go. From the jump. They're more alike and they're more like.
And he's funnier.
He's funny. You just don't want a boring gay. That's like after I came out and my mom goes, you're not even a fun gay. She goes, you don't like shopping.
The read. Your mom read you to filth. I love that. She's a true ally for that.
She is.
That's like
even
real
when she even when she
shit.
Wasn't an ally, she was an ally.
Yeah, that's like
boy alive.
You know, sometimes the way that you can be an ally is to be slightly homophobic.
Yeah,
Dorothy was channeling that in that moment, and she read you like a cheap novel.
She did. She read me to she came for my head.
Yeah, she fucking she slit your throat.
She did.
I love that.
She snatched.
Yeah, I would have just loved, like, I love the rendering of Carrie's floating face.
And then they put the mole back on
her. They redid her. And I was like, I need to go to whoever is doing this. I want them to do that to my face.
Dr. Paul David, where are you?
Yeah, I need Dr. Paul David's number. He's tasteful and... I like that he gives you a lot of suggestions, and I'm dying to get rendered to like the best version of my face in AI world. And
he just wants you to be the best version of yourself.
He does, and he's going to give you a lot of avenues to get there.
I want to be taken into the Vetra, the portal.
I want my consciousness just to be uploaded to the Vetra.
This is more also more evidence that we are living in 2027 in this.
This does COVID, take place.
COVID, there's no way COVID wouldn't be over.
COVID.
There's no way COVID, when it's the year 2026, there's no way Miss Rona won't still be rattling around. It's got to be at least 2027.
Yeah, I would argue it's even 2028 or 29.
I mean, it's also the New York in this show is like, this is future.
The New York in this show is not like dingy. There's nothing dingy or dirty about it. Everyone there loves living there.
Yeah.
And like...
Well, they're going to have a good time.
Who?
These ladies.
I know, but even like, remember the people at Shay's comedy concert running down the street going, I love my life.
Yeah, everyone's so happy.
Everyone's so psyched to be in New York, which is another
red
proof
flag.
That it's the metaverse, actually.
I think you're
that
right.
That they're all just living in NFT New York.
Yeah, there's no one crying.
No one's crying. No one's having a hard time. There's no garbage on the street. There's no grittiness.
It no one's truly getting yelled is. At.
It's a metaverse. Like, you can probably choose, like, do you want to live in, like, downtown New York in the 70s? Or do you want to live in, like, cleaned up New York where everyone's respectful?
Yeah, it's so strange. Do you want to live in Vancouver as New York? Mm-hmm. And they're like, I'll take Vancouver in 2030 and yeah. then make it New York.
I love that choice for them, but I simply wouldn't choose that.
I think you're right. I think they're really gearing up. It's very much... I have to say, it's very much like our episode of Sex and the City 3
mm-hmm.
with Hologram Sam.
So much of this was psychically foretold by my greatest podcast triumph to date that not a lot of people listen to, Saving Sex and the City 3. Please check it out.
Boots the house.
You know what? Michael Patrick King said, Peloton's blood is not enough. I need a new brand to take down. And today... the one falling on the sword of my wrath will be Madame Alexander dolls.
Rock and Lily come for Lily's doll, for Rock and Lily's doll collection that
Charlotte's doll collection
that she's passed down to her children.
Okay, as a Madame Alexander doll collector myself, little known fact, I think probably a lot of women had them. I don't know.
A lot of white women.
Interfaced and interacted with Madame Alexander doll collection, and I need my fellow Madame Alexander heads to show yourselves
your MA sisters come out wherever you are.
I had a bride one that was weird because it is a child bride. I had
also like instilling like a very like
you will get married.
You will get married.
I had a ballerina one, which I loved because I loved ballet. I did have a Korean one and a Mexican one. And I think there were more.
Did you play with them?
You don't play with Madame Alexander dolls. You just set them up on their stand and you look at them and admire their beauty and their childlike innocence.
The child bride.
Like, once you untie their shoes, which are like little satin, teeny tiny shoes, like perfect little satin tied bows, you can never tie the bow back. Like, you truly can't. I think I tried to play with them once and my grandma was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, well, they stay, you look.
Lily is, Rock's like, I really want to change my room. I want to make it more like reflecting
their identity.
Their identity. And they're like, can we cover up the thing that says Rose? And I want to get rid of all those dolls and put my longboard on there.
I'm like, we live in New York. We don't surf.
Charlotte's like, oh my God. Yeah, she's like, I want to. Charlotte's like,
is a longboard a surfboard?
No.
It's
a long skateboard.
Okay.
Rock, they're hitting the wheels on the way to the Dwight school or whatever. And then Lily's like, Mom, those dolls are pretty racist and dated. So. They're kind
of CEO of Madame Alexander shaking in their boots.
And Lily even, she shows the receipts and she Googles Madame Alexander and realizes the company was founded in New York City.
Yeah, it's a doll company.
And she's like, well, that about solves it. And Charlotte's like, oh man.
Charlotte can't have anything fun. Charlotte goes, oh no.
She goes,
I love Charlotte's storyline is her kids told her she can't have her dolls anymore.
Mother, you must burn them now.
I wonder if I need to Google Madame Alexander and see what news alerts there are. Is their stock tanking?
Are they canceled? Gorby.
What? Your Madame Alexander dolls could be worth thousands.
I'm flying
home to Oklahoma City.
Do you still have them?
I think so. They're not pristine. They don't look like this. Wow. Guys, now is the time to excavate those Madame Alexander dolls.
Exhume them.
And just like that, we're still...
What?
Nothing. The New York Mag has a I guess this is like a recap or something. So it isn't just like that. We're still thinking about Che. Speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself. I'm out of here. In the dream sequence, Che puts their hand up to Miranda's face again and covers Miranda's mouth. They can't get enough of that.
I just want Dr. Paul David to do that as he then also puts Botox into my 11 lines.
I want him to step on me in those shoes.
Yeah. I want him to fuck my AI face in the Veneno machine whatever it is.
The Veneno. The Vetra.
Vetra machine. Oh, I'm getting my HBO Max wires crossed.
But Rock is like, they've got to go. Lily's like, get them out of my sight. And Charlotte's like, head off to school.
I love them. No.
Oh, no, these are my...
No, my... Put them away. And Charlotte goes, And Lily goes,
Mother!
I Googled it.
She goes, I Googled it. It's born in New York City. They're nothing. You must put the dolls away. You are a sack of shit.
Disgusting.
You disgust
dolls.
Me, Mother.
Disgust me, you and pig. Goes,
pig woman, put these dolls away, pig.
And they beat Charlotte to death with her own Madame Alexander dolls. And goes, spit on her
Rock
corpse.
Goes, fuck you, pig. And then just stabs her and impales her eyeball with a Madame Alexander arm.
Yeah. And they go, take that, you disgusting capitalist wench. And then they just like beat Charlotte within an inch of her life. They go, bye, we're going to school.
The rest of the season is Charlotte in a coma, but no one's allowed to hold the children accountable because...
No, they were
in the right.
They were in the right. A judge decides. It goes all the way to the Supreme Court.
And they decide that Rock and Lily were right for beating their mother.
For beating their mother to almost the edge of death.
To the point of death.
To the point of vegetableism.
Because she...
she collected Madame Alexander cultural appropriation Madame Alexander dolls. Michael Patrick King goes, and I hope you learned your lesson.
And the rest of Charlotte's plotline is like Harry deciding whether or not to take her off.
Yeah.
Life support.
There's sometimes
it's like
hope.
A Terri Schiavo.
There's like, yeah, it becomes a Terri Schiavo storyline. But I think like they do upload Charlotte's consciousness and then she's
like a
Dr.
hologram.
Paul David comes in and he's like, we'll put her in the, what's it called?
Vetra.
Vetra machine. And they make Charlotte look stunningly gorgeous. It's Charlotte of the 90s.
And then she
and
kind
then
of
she's
lives
perfectly preserved. Uploaded and preserved in the machine.
And then she just like is like the hologram.
She's slaying in the metaverse and gets to like relive her life. And she realizes that it was far better of an existence than having two ungrateful brats that wouldn't even let her have her dolls.
And his skinny, skinny
husband.
Then
beat her to death with them. She goes, how wrong I was all along about being a mother and childhood.
Now she goes and just plays pranks on people in New York. The rest of Charlotte, she just goes and appears in people's Apple TVs and in their little home pods and mm-hmm. she just fucks with them.
Yeah.
She terrorizes New York City from the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, so that's happening. And then Miranda's...
Rock gets a haircut.
Rock gets a haircut. They look good.
I hope Rock gets some deodorant.
Yeah.
That's something I'm deeply concerned about.
Yeah.
And have been thinking about a lot.
Yeah. I mean...
Rock should get some Fresh Wolf deodorant.
Kids are stinky at that age.
They are.
I don't... You wouldn't pay me to be just getting pit stains for the first time again.
Kids are so stinky and sticky all the time.
Yeah.
You touch them and you're like, ugh, I have to go take a shower. You dirty little goblin.
Rock gets a haircut and the whole time is just Carrie in her apartment. There's a beeping sound. She can't find it.
And she's like, I hate this apartment. And I'm like, yeah, you always hated it. So why did you buy it?
She slams the dishwasher and the whole kitchen island rocks back and forth. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, we're going to fire that.
We're going to fire that art director.
Yeah.
Anthony's very featured in this episode.
Yeah, he originally wants the facelift. And then Dr. Paul David tells him he doesn't need it. And I like that he tells him he doesn't need it and then goes in on Carrie and is like, you actually need to drop at least 100K on plastic surgery.
He's like, you actually look like shit. And Carrie's like,
let's show you a thing or two. I would have been like,
I'll take you over to the vetra.
I literally was screaming, do it, do it, do it, when they were showing her.
But no. But no. Carrie loves her crow's feet and everything.
She was, that's about enough for now.
Yeah.
And like then goes out to an AI picnic.
She goes out to an AI picnic.
With dry hobs.
In her Bugsy Malone get up. And she burgundy.
She smacks her suspenders. She looks like the mask in this.
I did like her outfit.
Yeah, you love a suspender. No, like 1920s.
No, I didn't like this. I liked the burgundy pants with like a low back.
Like a kind of like neck, a bodysuit.
A scoop neck, like leotard almost looking thing.
Yeah.
I like that. But I didn't need the chrome suspenders.
She took Charlotte to her storage unit, which literally was the size of like a $2,500 a month apartment in New York City.
The housing issue in America could be solved by that apartment alone.
Yeah. And they unpack. She's trying to find things to take to her new apartment.
This episode was actually really long. It was only 38 minutes, but literally so many plots
happened and so much didn't happen.
Yeah. Charlotte and her go. Charlotte looks like a South American the first lady of a South American like dictatorship. She's serving Luke's. And Carrie is wearing a blossom hat, which I kind of was into.
You loved her look here. Be honest. She was wearing kind of a Madame Alexander-esque hat.
Mm-hmm. And then she opens a box of Biggs Wreckers, and I went, oh, here we go again. And Carrie goes, oh. No, I can't do this, Charlotte. I thought I could, but I'm not ready. But I'll take this lamp and this big floppy hat, and I'll be on my way.
I'm like, why doesn't she have an assistant or several assistants unpack her billion-dollar storage unit?
Find that gay that was wearing pink heels in the movie that went for an interview.
Yes.
Get him to do it. He'll do it.
He'll do it.
He'll do it.
Call up Louise from St. Louis.
Yeah, where's Louise?
She's
honestly
back in
bring St. Louise back.
Yeah, I would.
I'd be like, hell yeah.
Love a Louise sighting.
Yeah. I want something. I want Tatum O'Neal. I want the girl.
Tatum would be great.
I want the girl who the pregnant girl who flashes everyone.
Remember when Susan Sharon was just at Big's funeral?
And was like, fuck you, Carrie. And then we never really
never heard from her again.
She was mad that Carrie spread the rumor that her husband beat her. I forgive you. And what about Big's
secretary?
Gloria.
Yeah, where's Gloria?
Where's Steve?
Where is Steve? Steve's gone.
Brady also almost walks in on his mom.
He listens to his mom
plowing herself.
Masturbate to completion.
Miranda's.
They love listening to each other come.
Yeah, they're.
This is incest. They're living in like a dark incest household.
Miranda's like dildoing herself, imagining Shay again. And then Brady's like, mom. And Miranda just, she's got to rub that nut out. And she's like, wait, hold on a second. He's like, I'm going to go fuck my girlfriend.
She goes, okay. I was like, oh my God.
He goes, ah! And then Brady goes like this. He goes.
You can hear her vibrator sound coming through the door. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, can you guys go for one day without listening to each other?
No, they can't. They need
it. They need it.
And Brady goes, hey, mom, I'm going to go finish my pipe bomb. And she's like, okay, don't be homeless.
She goes, don't set it off until tomorrow. He goes, okay, will do. He goes, anniversary of Columbine isn't until next April, so that's what I'm shooting for. And she goes,
oh my God.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, because it's 2028.
Yeah.
And Columbine happened in 1999.
Yeah, so he's going to do it on the 30-year anniversary.
So that happens. Seema, Carrie goes wearing kind of an Alexander McQueen looking.
They go do shopping for Diwali outfits.
She gets a sari.
Carrie goes discovering Diwali for the first time. And she goes, wait, tell me everything about this holiday.
She's this holiday? Ooh, count me in. And Seema's just like, you know, my parents really want me to get married. They tried to pressure me into arranged marriages. And I just lie about all the men. I just say I'm dating a guy named Dennis who's white.
And so Carrie goes to the Diwali celebration. And then Seema's parents both ask her, positively grill her about Dennis.
Tell us about Dennis. He's always traveling for Doctors Without Borders. And Carrie puts it together that Seema's been lying. So she, as a good girlfriend would, just immediately falls into place. And on the way home, they're both chiefing some cigs in the back of the
Maybach, but with the windows rolled up. So they're just hotboxing cigarette smoke.
And there's like a mauve or like a lavender outline on the car. It looks like
more AI.
I'm telling you, they're living in the future.
Imagine smoking a full cigarette to completion in a just closed up car. There's nothing worse.
Nothing worse in your hair. Ugh.
Roll the window down. Where are they ashing?
I don't know. No, their cigarettes, like, they stay.
Their cigarettes are, again, more AI. Proof of the metaverse is when you smoke, like, there's no ash or smell. Mm-hmm.
But Seema, this was a nice moment. She gives Carrie a bracelet that's like a Hindu tradition of
strength.
Strength, like female strength.
Better not show Rock and Lily.
Yeah.
They'll come for you. Rock and Lily see like a tiny thread peeking out of Carrie's like sleeve, and they go, oh no, you didn't. You think you're just gonna wear that Hindu bracelet? And they take it and they strangle Carrie to death, mafia style. They go and they kill Carrie with it. And they get off again.
They black Dahlia.
They're
Carrie.
Serial killing. Yeah, they black Dahlia Carrie.
They do that. What's that called? The mob.
Cuts.
Yeah, the cartel thing. Anyway.
How would they kill Miranda?
She'd
that
kill
would
them.
Be the third on their list. It would be a brutal
would kill them.
Showdown.
Miranda would kill them. She'd go, I'm Rambo.
She goes, I'm Rambo. I'm going to Columbia grad school. You thought I made missteps, but now I've corrected myself and I will fight you to the death. And they go, we're sure we can find some sort of skeleton in your closet to crucify you. And she goes, think again, kids.
They meet for a picnic and like, I think it's near Christopher Street Pier. It seems to be in the West Village because that's where Carrie's apartment is. She decides to give the apartment back casually.
She's like, Seema, I hate it. And Seema goes, that's fine. We'll sell it. And Carrie goes, really? As though she has no idea how real estate works.
And then they're sitting in the park and Miranda admits to Charlotte that she got finger fucked by Shay. And Charlotte goes, what?
Wait, Charlotte also said she fantasized about Shay
after
the comedy show.
She goes, oh, I had a fantasy about them. I was on a ferry and then the dream cut up after that. But I was with them and they're so charismatic. And I was like, wait, what world is this where everyone wants to get...
Everyone's dying to fuck Shay Diaz.
And then Miranda goes, I've replaced drinking with chronic masturbation, which is like, I'm like, honey, you need to go to a slaw meeting ASAP. Because
you need to go to therapy.
Why isn't Carrie in grief therapy?
Well, remember, she doesn't really believe in therapy.
Well, she's stupid. Because that would be an interesting plot to see Carrie in therapy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She should go back to therapy and then they can have Bon Jovi do a cameo.
Oh.
They're in the business of just like crazy cameos.
David Duchovny comes back.
I love it. He probably would be incredibly well adjusted by now.
He's like, I'm a therapist now.
He would be a therapist now.
I mean, that tracks.
The next step for Miranda is to become a therapist. I can feel it coming.
But she goes, well, Charlotte, it's a difference between me and you because the fantasy I'm playing in my head is more of a replay. And then Charlotte goes,
what?
you fucked Shay Diaz? And she's like, yes, I did. And then she's like, what are you, gay
like
now?
Shay Diaz fucked me.
And she goes, what are you, gay now? And then Charlotte and Miranda goes, no, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I am. And then Charlotte goes, I just can't keep up anymore. She goes, why can't we all just stay the same? Now you're having non-binary sex all of a sudden. And then Miranda goes, well, I'm leaving. And then she gets up, pulls her dress up, and she goes, ugh, my leg fell asleep. Because they're just old.
They're truly just old bags of bones meeting for some picnics.
And she goes, and Carrie, help me.
Carrie, help me hobble away from here.
And then she saunters off.
And then Carrie's basically like, don't do this.
She's like, we've lost too many people. She Samantha. Goes,
every day we lose another. People dying left and right. Don't leave this brunch because you don't know what could happen and one of us could just drop dead.
She goes, Omicron's claimed too many lives.
Any second now. She goes, look at us. We're so old. We're falling apart. We hit a bump in the road. Our bags of bones will just fall everywhere. Don't do it, Miranda. Please, I beg of you.
And her then, Bugsy Malone, she goes, I'm down on my knees, Miranda. I don't care if you want to fuck Shay. Do it. Fuck them again. Keep reaching out. I don't care. Have an affair. Just don't leave our group. We need you here. You complete the sisters.
And then Miranda's like, all right.
She goes, but I've kept you on thin ice, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Charlotte goes, oh.
Again?
She goes, why can't we all just stay the same?
Charlotte
has, I think they're
like,
living in a world where COVID is so bad, no one can go outside anymore.
So everyone's uploaded.
Everyone's in the metaverse.
Yeah. And that's where everyone's existing.
Yeah.
And they're just getting their wires crossed between like reality mm-hmm. and VR reality because it's been so long.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlotte doesn't realize that like, Miranda's not really having an affair because they're in the metaverse.
Che is a program.
Yeah. Che is just like an algorithmically served program. Carrie was like, they're like, hello, Carrie Bradshaw. What would you like your metaverse job to be? And she goes, I think I'd like to be a podcaster.
Podcast?
And they go, boop, 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 boop. Would you like to host your own podcast?
Or no,
would
you... I don't know how to do all that stuff. I'd just rather be in sidekick.
All right. We have found a podcast for you called X, Y, and Me.
It is the most popular podcast in the world. And
she
you are...
Sounds good.
And then later, Miranda's in her closet folding laundry and she gets on her phone and she goes, do I dare? And she pulls up the phone, slides into Shay's DMs and messages them. Hi, it's Rambo. We should hang out sometime. I want to know what Miranda's Instagram is.
Yeah, we never got to see hers.
I bet it's private and it's like a picture of like a flower.
Yeah. Shay Diaz has
367,000 followers. Huge. The Shay Diaz. They are a bona fide force.
Celeb. Taking over one podcast episode at a time.
I'm surprised it wasn't a million followers.
I know. Well, Sarah Ramirez has 2 million followers.
Wow.
I did some deep dives.
What are their fans saying in the comments?
I don't know. I don't go that far, actually. Okay. By doing a deep dive, I actually just looked and then clicked out.
Good for them. 2 million. I'd like 2 million followers.
I think there's a Pride episode coming up because I saw some sort of picture where Shay Diaz and Miranda are like in front of a bunch of rainbow flags. So I think like, hold on to your fucking pussies because
Miranda is going to run for governor and Shay will be her first spouse.
Or Shay's going to run for governor.
Miranda's the first
lady. And Miranda
lady.
Will me too her. Me to them, fucking Christ. All right, we gotta just go.
Guys, we love you.
Upload me to the cloud. What are you guys thinking? Did you love this episode? Did you not prefer it? I need to go back and watch just like original SATC and I really want to watch the movies now too because even those existed.
I watched the clip of Samantha yelling at Carrie for shaming her for blowing
that's
the Worldwide
good,
Express
yeah,
guy.
I'm going to go... Maybe I'll Sex in the City DJ, but do like Samantha's greatest hits.
I will suck cock until I can't get on my knees any longer.
Amen. Samantha's guys, still living in the real world.
She is.
Yeah, and just sucking dick.
She's like, honey, the only thing I want to be uploaded to is a...
The only thing I want to upload is a fat dick in my pussy. Am I right?
Yeah, let us know if you want to be uploaded into this metaverse. And if you say yes, please unsubscribe.
I'm going to beat you to death with my Madam Alexander dolls.
Guys, buy tickets to our tour. It's on sale right now. Tickets are going fast.
They're selling like fucking hotcakes.
So get on it. San Francisco, the 27th. Seattle, the 2nd of March.
And Portland,
the 3rd.
The 3rd. All ticket links are on LarsMarie.com. Sign up for the Patreon. You get early access to episodes, weekly bonus episodes. Everything's ad-free. And it's $6 a month. That's a great, great price.
Come on.
Patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And
stay safe out there.
Pray for us.
Pray for us.
Bye.